It is time now for the new word of the day with Wayne Pond. All right, Dr. Pond, take it away, big guy. What you got for us?
All right, here's another borrowed term. We've been doing those this week, Ron, AJ. This time we're going to talk about what in the United States we call the media or the press. The term or the word of the day is fourth estate. Fourth estate.
Yeah.
You can use the number or the word for fourth, followed by E-S-T-A-T-E, estate. Turns out this is a term with an interesting, if not an honorable, history, I suppose you'd say. Let's see, how can we summarize this quickly? European politics. You got the nobility, you got the clergy, you got the commoners. Well, in that great mixture of representation, representing the population, emerges something called the fourth estate, which we now call the press. Again, we don't have time for all the nuances here, but according to the wordsmith, this is how we, in our American contemporary speech, inherited this term for the press, the fourth estate. That's a little dull for a Friday, but I thought I'd throw it out at you anyway.
Well, I don't know.
You guys are members. You guys are members of the, what, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th estates, aren't you?
Isn't that it? Absolutely. Every one of them.
Haven't paid dues in a while.
That would be,
no, I haven't either. I haven't paid my dues lately.
AJ, that would be all of Ron's beach houses, and, you know, those are all of his estates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, there it is. Fourth estate, your borrowed term of the day, rounding out the week. Have a good weekend, fellas. Talk to you on Monday, okay?
All right, buddy. Hey, we'll see you.
Take care, man.